Look, I think it's good news for quarter four leading into the summer period and the wet season. I understand there are cattle out on the floodplains ready to go, and exporters have been busily preparing in anticipation of this announcement. So I think we'll start to see trucks rolling very quickly and cattle on the move within the next couple of days.
Oh, really? Ships leaving Darwin within the week?
Yeah, we anticipate there will be ships ready to depart part within the next week and get the orders flowing.
And what are you hearing about prices? Because there's already been a few cattle locked in.
Look, prices are very strong at the moment, and it is a tough gig if you're an exporter trying to source animals at a reasonable rate. I understand that the $3 mark has been reached at Wade Darwin or Wade registered premises in Darwin. So it's the dollars per kilo are certainly very high, and we've not seen that before for many years. So if you're a cattle producer at the moment and you have some animals in the paddock ready to go, you're well placed.
Well, has $3 a kilo ever been reached for live export cattle out of Darwin?
As far as I'm aware, it hasn't. So this would be a record, and I understand there is $3.05 even on the table at the moment.
Wow. I think it was 18 months ago that Dave Warriner mentioned that $3 a kilo was a possibility, and there was people chuckling in the conference room.
Yes, that's right. $3 has been reached and overtaken. So I don't think that's the end of the price rise, and the dynamic of the supply and demand globally is a challenge for people in the supply chain, and I think that the inflationary pressure on pricing is going to continue.
How difficult do you think it will be for the exporters to find 200,000 head of feeders in 3 months?
Look, it will be a challenge. The information coming through the membership at the moment is that 100,000 head thereabouts should be easily achievable. But from then on, I think it will become a little bit more difficult to source cattle from the region. And so time will tell, I guess. One thing's for certain, the price is certainly strong. And if there are any spare cattle out there, I'm sure they'll be heading north.
$3 will bring them out of the woodwork,
would
think.
One would think they will come out of the woodwork, and look, the timing is perfect leading into the wet season in the north and, of course, the hotter months in the south. So, we're very happy with the announcement, 200,000 for quarter four. It's good news.
Once again, these are permits in hand a day before the quarter actually starts, which is not ideal for the exporters and everyone in the supply chain. Do you think this is the last we'll see of these permits at the last minute each quarter?
Look, it's difficult to say, Matt. We're certainly continuing to encourage authorities to look at the annual permit system. We think that will provide greater certainty and a level of stability in the market and potentially a stabilisation of prices in the wet market if the supply and demand dynamic is dealt with in some way by having some sort of level of assurance of supply. So annualised permit system, we think, will assist in that process somewhat. So we're still, I'm heading up to Jakarta on Tuesday, and
right.
So we'll be continuing discussions with officials up there as to the merits of having an annualised system.
And if there's going to be an announcement, I guess it'll have to be in the next 3 months.
I guess so. And it can come at any time, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a January to December equation. So, you know, the door is always open to negotiate and try and arrive at a result that's beneficial for the entire supply chain, not just for northern beef producers, but the entire supply chain right through to feedlotters and the wet market in Indonesia.